The first we heard of it was a noise like a hurricane coming from the north, and the pine trees on the mountain creaking and cracking in the wind. Some of the dwarves who happened to be outside, I was one luckily, a fine adventurous lad in those days, always wandering about, and it saved my life that day. Well, from a good way off we saw the dragon settle on our mountain in a spout of flame. Then it came down the slopes, and when he reached the woods they all went up in fire. By that time all the bells were ringing in dale and the warriors were arming. The dwarves rushed out of their great gate, but there was the dragon waiting for them. None escaped that way. The river rushed up in steam, and a fog fell on Dale, and in the fog the dragon came on them and destroyed most of the warriors. The usual unhappy story, it was only too common in those days. Then he went back and crept in through the front gate, and routed out all the halls and lanes and tunnels, alleys, cellars, mansions and passages. After that there were no dwarves left alive inside, and he took all their wealth for himself. Probably, for that is the dragon's way, he has piled it all up in a great heap far inside, and sleeps on it for a bed. Later he used to crawl out of the great gate and come by night to Dale, and carry away people, especially maidens, to eat, until Dale was ruined, and all the people dead or gone. What goes on there now I don't know for certain, but I don't suppose anyone lives nearer to the mountain than the far edge of the Long Lake nowadays. The few of us that were well outside sat and wept in hiding and cursed Smaug. And there we were unexpectedly joined by my father and my grandfather with singed beards. They looked very grim, but they said very little. When I asked how they had got away, they told me to hold my tongue, and said that one day in the proper time I should know. After that we went away, and we have had to earn our livings as best we could up and down the land, often enough sinking as low as blacksmith work or even coal mining. But we have never forgotten our stolen treasure, and even now, when I will allow we have a good bit laid by and are not so badly off,